parents because they took Christianity and they had to substitute it with something. The something was linen. In Christianity, if the body doesn't decompose, it's a sign of saints. And linen was like a cult of secular religion. The first mausoleum was made of wood. This was built in 1930, and it has a simple inscription Lenin over the gates. When we had these military parades, Stalin, Khrushchev, Gorbachev, they stood on top of the mausoleum. It was like a podium there. When Stalin died, he was also put inside the mausoleum. There were two of them for 8 years. Then Nikita Khrushchev reburied Stalin. And Lenin is still inside. It's for free to visit him every day, but from Monday and Friday, from 10 up to 1 p.m. And the most amazing thing is the shape of this mausoleum. It's an exact copy of the pagan Babylonian temples where they worshipped their demonic gods. They had more than 100 designs for the mausoleum, but they chose the temple. Why? Because, like a five-pointed sky, these are occult symbols. The top of the Soviet government was a lot into occult. And the man who built this mausoleum, he built a lot of churches, by the way, before the revolution in Russia and Ukraine. Lenin is not alone there, he has a good company. Many people are buried inside the Kremlin wall. The wife of Lenin, the first cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin, the writer Gorky, Marshal Zhukov, and other famous people. Well, most prominent people are buried next to the wall. We can see Stalin's tombstone of gray color next to the wall. So, well, Brezhnev, Stalin, Dzerzhinsky, the founder of the KGB, Andropov, Chernenko, and others. And we have many common graves of different revolutions. So there's a whole metropolis just in the center of Red Square, the most prestigious place to be buried in the USSR. And now let's have a look around. This is the shopping mall, the biggest shopping mall in Europe in the 19th century. It's called BUM. So before it was meant for separate merchants, but in the Soviet times they united it into one big store. They called it BUM, Central Universal Department Store. In the Soviet times, there were many, many lines there because people wanted to buy something that they could not buy anywhere else. Nowadays, it's quite the opposite. A lot of things to offer, but not many people that want to buy it because it's one of the most expensive places for shopping. And over there, on the other side of the square, we can see a beautiful building of red colors. That's the History Museum of the 19th century. There you can find all the history of Russia up to the revolution. That's a typical national style. Look, we have a lot of details, elements, because in Russia we built of wood. And when they started to build of stone, this architecture imitates the wooden architecture, as if they were carved of wood with all these little elements. The military parades in the USSR started from that point and went across Red Square to St. Basil's Cathedral. That's why they demolished the gates of the 16th century. And the gates that you see is the 1990s replica of the previous construction. And now I'm going to give you the free time